Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Pod Between Worlds Holonet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Today is July 16th. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. First up, we just want to say that we're extremely saddened by the unexpected passing of Grant Imahara. He was the animatronics technician and modeler for the prequel trilogy. He was heavily involved in Star Wars as a whole, and he was also known for being on Mythbusters, so condolences to his family at this time. The first news piece of the day is from StarWars.com. There was a Star Wars Dr. Aphra image release of all the characters in the upcoming audiobook that will be releasing on July 21st. And there are some cool names that are brought to light. First off, you're going to have some Darth Vader in there, but also there's some surprises as well. Such as Padme, Luke, Leia, Chewbacca's in it, Maz Kanata, and more. There's a bunch of characters. So if you're interested, keep your eyes peeled for July 21st. It's coming out as an audiobook. I'm guessing this is going to be very similar in the vein of Dooku Jedi Lost. And that was more of like a audiobook drama rather than a book. There is a book, but the audiobook was what made it such a cool and thrilling story. So this is probably going to be around the same vein. So check that out. It'll be on like Audible and any other audiobook service that has these releases. So moving on. StarWars.com also released a new excerpt from the Poe Dameron Freefall book that's coming out in August, and that it's by Alex Segura. And this excerpt actually has to do with his escape from Yavin 4, as it was noted in the synopsis of the book itself. I'm not going to go into details here. Definitely something to check out if you're interested in more sequel trilogy canon. As we know, we only have the Poe Dameron comics and the sequel trilogy along with that and some novel work, but we don't really have a full background of his upbringing, so this book is looking to kind of fill in the gap. So if you are interested, keep your eyes out. It's going to be released in August. It'll probably be an audiobook too, as we're talking about audiobooks, so definitely check that out. Thirdly, Daniel Reichman posted a tweet with a picture of Darth Vader and Kenobi and just with some eyeball emojis. So everyone is speculating right now that Vader will show up in the Kenobi series. Obviously, there was a big rumor that Hayden Christensen is signed on for Kenobi. None of it's confirmed. There's nothing out there. If you want to go down that road, you can always, hop on Google or Reddit and check out what everyone's saying, or on Twitter. But just giving you some info that this rumor is going around, but nothing is confirmed yet. And obviously, if it is confirmed, everybody's going to be blowing this shit up. So, but definitely, if you're interested in more about Kenobi, there's a lot of news pieces out there. It got delayed a little bit because of COVID, so we should be seeing it in 2021, so go check it out. Last but not least, Alden Ehrenreich, there was a quote the other day from Esquire, and then he recently got interviewed by Star Wars Newsnet, and talking about Solo. They had about a few minutes to interview him, and one of the biggest questions right here that everyone is excited about is, he says, the interviewer says, "Now for the important question. To which would Alden Ehrenreich be interested in coming back to play Han Solo again on Disney Plus?" And so he responded, "I would. It'd have to be the right version of it. What's cool and kind of free in a way is the real fun of Han Solo. My favorite part of that character is something that kicks in at the end of the movie. You know, it's when he becomes that guy at the end. That's the guy we love. So getting to that and kind of going from there is interesting, so we'll see. But I think now that being so innovative with how they're using Star Wars and putting out stories in a different way, that maybe I could see some out-of-the-box interesting iteration of it somewhere. We'll see. Who knows?" So, obviously, there's a lot of speculation going around this. But from the tweets from a couple days ago, I believe, related to that they were possibly making a couple series related to characters from Solo. This is all coming out publicly now, and you could speculate that there is something from Solo that's going to be coming out. Whether it's a movie, TV series, something's got to be down in the pipeline, and no one's officially saying anything. Doesn't necessarily mean Alden Ehrenreich would be a part of it. However, this is really cool, and the fact that he's saying that he would come back to it in the right version of it is really cool, because that means that there is hope with the Solo portion of the Star Wars franchise. I would be pressed for either a TV show or a movie. I mean, it'd be really cool. I really hope that I really hope they don't go down the road of a comic or a book series, like novels. I mean, at that point, I'd be like, why are you limiting yourself? Let's get back to the big screen. But it'd be going up against pretty decent odds. So we'll have to see what the future of Solo is going forward. So stay tuned. I'm sure there's going to be more news coming out over the next couple months related to Solo, and whether we're going to be getting something new out of that portion of the Star Wars galaxy. Other than that, that will be another episode of HoloNet Live. Thank you all for joining me. As always, check out our full-length podcast. We do them on a weekly basis. Our most recent one, we had our first guest, Star Wars Origins, so go check that out. It's on all streaming services. We're on Spotify, YouTube, Anchor, iTunes, you name it. We're all over the place. We're on Instagram, so you can follow us there. We're always posting things. You know, drop us a review if you like the podcast. If you like the HoloNet Lives, let me know how I'm doing. I'd love some feedback, some reviews, anything. I just want to make this experience just as good for you guys. You know, we love the support, and we love sharing our love for Star Wars with you folks. So other than that, catch you later, Padawans.